Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go with top AFC wide receivers. Patriots taking on the Dolphins this week. The Dolphins are in shambles, but they do have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, one of the great wide receiver duos in the league. So we've narrowed it down. So even the guys that are on the bottom tier aren't like bums. We're not ranking or not tiering every single wide receiver. But I came up with, I think it's like 25 from the AFC, and we'll put them in the following tiers. Tiers are fluid. We could change these.
Okay.
Top tier, all pro. You're the best. That's your top tier. Okay. Tier below that, Pro Bowl.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber.
Tier in between or third tier down, bad quarterback.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
Uncle Rico, perhaps.
My mind.
Okay, so that's where all the Patriots receivers go, clearly.
Well, some would say. Based on the way a lot of the text messengers would suggest. Tier below that, starter.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, someone has to catch passes.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, just like, you know, if somebody's out there, every team technically has like a number one wide receiver because you have to fill out a depth chart.
Okay.
Unless you're Bill Belichick, you have to fill out a depth chart.
All pro, Pro Bowl, bad QB, starter, someone's got to catch passes.
That should do it for us.
Got it.
All right, Billy Lanny, what do we got?
Up first, Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers is real good. He looked good in the game. Oh, you're making
Pro Bowl caliber.
Yeah, Pro Bowl. Dude, Zay Flowers is nice. In fact,
he did make the Pro Bowl last year.
We don't have to be married to that. I think Zay Flowers is good. He's the first Ravens Pro Bowl wide receiver ever, maybe?
No, that can't be right.
Might be.
Is that true?
I think it might be.
Really? Anquan Boldin never snuck into one when he was there?
Not with them. Okay. No. I think he's Pro Bowl. I think he's really good.
All right.
And his quarterback's obviously good, so he can't fit into the back quarterback.
I just wouldn't overreact to week one because there were a million points in that game.
I'm not overreacting to week one. He was great last year. And when they wear the all black, he's so fast.
I think he's fine. But okay, put him in the. He was a Pro Bowler last year. Put him in the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman.
That's somebody's got to catch passes.
Yeah.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
I mean, is he a starter?
Is he, you want to bump him up one?
No. I think Nick played the wrong drop, right? I think he's somebody's got to catch passes. Yeah.
Amateurs.
Yeah. Well, you said starter.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I said that after you played the drop. I said somebody's
going to
catch passes.
Yeah, that's true. No, because I teared him off here into the side. Yeah, I think he is, like, fine. Yeah. So, like, he's good enough to be on this list, right? But, like, not any higher.
Yeah, and I think he's somewhat propped up by Lamar.
Yeah, sure.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Did you see that catch?
The catch was incredible.
Yeah, he's probably washed.
He's someone's got to catch passes.
That catch was insane, though.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I got to take one out of Bateman or Hopkins, I'd take Bateman these days, but that was an incredible, incredible game.
We are dealing with amateurs.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, though.
Oh, I mean, he's had an unbelievable career, but I'm just, out of what he is now, he's just a guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Khalil Shakir.
The Bills don't have great receivers.
Starter?
I don't even know if I'd put him up there. I think he is one of those guys that if you, you're kind of like wishing that he's going to be good. He's never had a 1,000-yard season. Last year, he had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I like him better than Bateman and present-day Hopkins, but he's probably roughly the same.
Him in there.
Someone's got to catch passes.
Dealing with amateurs?
Yeah, that's a crowded tier already.
It is.
Okay, yeah.
It is busy.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase.
That's all.
Okay. Ja'Marr Chase. Very good player. Maybe the best wide receiver in the league. I think Justin Jefferson's right there with him. I had him going into last year at Jefferson better. But it's either or.
I would personally argue Chase, but you're right. It's either or. But he's the best around.
Yeah. T. Higgins.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber.
T. Higgins is great. I like T. Higgins quite a bit. So that's where he belongs.
He's a guy the Patriots fans have lusted over.
Forever.
Yeah. And now he's there. Yeah, Pro Bowl is the right tier for that. Okay.
Jerry Jeudy.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt.
Jerry Jeudy's very productive, and he's just on the Browns. And they have several bad quarterbacks, not just one.
Well, I like Flacco.
You do?
But
how many games is Flacco going to start?
No, but this is the right spot for him. He has a
this
quarterback.
This is a perfect tier for him.
Quarterback is holding him back. He might be a Pro Bowler with a better quarterback. So, yeah, he is on the bad QB tier, Jerry Jeudy. Yep.
Very good.
Cortland Sutton?
Maybe the same.
How dare you? No way!
Why?
Been state champions.
You're saying Bo Nix, bad quarterback?
Nah, that was a shot. That was just a shot directly.
Man.
I
actually agreed with you.
He's had bad quarterbacks throughout his career.
He has. I think he's Pro Bowl. You think he's just a starter?
Okay, so, let me ask
you
a different way.
Or you want to put him in bad QB? That's not fair.
Well, let me ask it a different way.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton or Zay Flowers?
Zay Flowers.
Cortland Sutton or T. Higgins?
T. Higgins.
So like,
but
I
it's
just,
a tier, not a ranking.
I understand, but I don't explain this every Tuesday. No, but I don't know that Cortland Sutton belongs on the tier with those two. That's all.
Oh, I think he does. So what tier are you putting him in?
I would put him in. I think I'd put him in bad QB.
Oh my God,
Billy,
I'd put him in Pro Bowl.
Billy,
Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
you guys, Pro Bowl caliber.
We were outvoted, Nick.
Yep.
Unfortunately, your vote doesn't count.
How good he would be with a quarterback.
That would have been a tie otherwise.
He has a quarterback.
Yeah.
Does he?
He'll be in the playoffs again this year.
We did have Bo Nix second in the 2024 quarterback class. That doesn't necessarily mean he has a quarterback. That just means Nix is the second best in that class.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Nico Collins.
That's a Pro Bowler. Now, if you want to say he has a bad quarterback because Stroud was terrible and you're personally burned by the fantasy weekend, Keith?
I think maybe bad QB.
I don't think that.
All right,
Stroud's won 10 games and been to the playoffs two straight years.
Bad game, though.
Nico Collins, Pro Bowl.
Bad game.
You guys, Pro Bowl caliber.
Okay, Pro Bowl's fine. Nico Collins, yeah.
Okay.
Scratching the surface of all pro. He's not there yet.
No, but
he's
closer
to that tier than he would be any other
I agree.
Tier.
He's closer to all pro than he is to the bad QB.
Okay.
One. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Kirk.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Oh, I was going to say he's a starter.
I think he's a starter.
I'd argue him one up. Yeah.
Because I remember.
He catch the ball a little bit. Yeah. He's pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Because he was, when he signed that contract to go to Jacksonville, like, what are they doing? Like, what a stupid contract. And he's, like, pretty productive for them. And then they wanted him more than they wanted Steph Diggs. So, yeah, I would put him in that tier.
This is the problem with Stroud this weekend. He didn't have Christian Kirk. He was out. That's what's holding him back for your fantasy squad.
Good point.
Michael Pittman Jr.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We'd have been state champions.
Oh, good one.
Bad QB.
Good one.
Yep. That's the right spot.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he might even be Pro Bowl. I've always liked Michael Pittman, but no, that's a better tier. Put him on there with Judy.
Pittman?
If he was with somebody good, he'd be even higher.
Pittman 2 years ago was awesome. Last year, I think he was hurt and bad quarterback play. He had a touchdown this week, right?
He
had a good week one,
but
still, I'd put him on the bad QB tier. Okay. I like Pittman as well.
Brian Thomas.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
Good one, Nick. Okay, so here's good one, Nick.
He's not a starter. He's above a starter.
Oh, way better than a starter.
So he's either Pro Bowl or bad QB.
I like putting him in
bad QB.
Bad QB.
Me too.
Because I think if Judy, Pittman, and Thomas had Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, they would easily be up another tier.
Yeah, but I would take Brian Thomas over those other guys within the tier. But yeah, I think he belongs on that tier.
Yeah,
I like
it.
Okay, bad QB.
Travis Hunter.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
I mean, I don't want to anoint him too quickly, but I think you have to put him on the same tier, right?
Yeah.
So, again, this would be a case for why you should put Thomas a tier above in the Pro Bowl tier to delineate between the two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm fine with both of them.
It's just an indictment on Trevor Lawrence.
It is. They share the quarterback, so, yeah, we don't like him, so that makes sense.
All right.
Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I don't know where to put him.
He's a bad guy.
He is.
He's a bad guy tier. Starter or someone has to catch passes?
No. He's above someone has to catch passes.
Starter? You think Pro Bowler?
I mean, he can't be bad QB, so he's got to be Pro Bowler starter, which probably means he's starter.
Yeah,
he can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
The guy's good when he plays. The sometimes is he's suspended and or hurt. So, yeah, let's put him on starter.
I was going to say, his rookie year, he had 938 yards, which is great. Last year, he played four games. This year,
he was dominant in those four games.
I mean, he had two touchdowns.
Yeah, but what did he have for catches and yards? And
24 catches for 288?
Yeah, so that's 300 yards in four games, just about.
He had 65 yards a game, I think. No.
I don't know. Project that out. What's about 300 yards?
Oh, I'm sorry. 72 yards a game.
And eight touchdowns? Yeah, like that's a good year. I don't know. I think he's good when he plays, but let's go starter.
Okay.
I just make the case that when he plays, he's really good. He just doesn't play it.
Okay.
Okay.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Brown.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yes,
he's always been.
He's the definition of someone. They had no other weapons, so someone had to catch passes against the Chargers.
And they get like a they don't get in trouble for drafting him like the way the Patriots do for drafting N'Keal Harry, but those two guys were both drafted ahead of like five all pros.
He's way better than N'Keal Harry, but you're right. They missed out on other receivers. But right. Look, I wanted him a lot two off seasons ago. He's again been hurt and hasn't done much with Mahomes. Yeah. So yeah, put him on someone.
Jacoby Myers.
Starter.
Yeah, I think you have to go.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Right, I can't put him at back QB because Geno Smith just torched the Pats. Yeah, so let's put him at starter.
Who, and also, like, would he Christian really be Kirk, elevated Rashi with Rice? Yeah,
that's so that's here.
Yeah, and he's above who are the
Bateman, Hopkins, Shakir, and Hollywood. Yeah, he's better than all.
Yeah,
those
he's above
guys.
Those guys. Yeah, starter is the right place. Yeah.
Ladd McConkey,
Pro Bowl kind of has to be Pro Bowl by default, yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, Pro Bowl caliber.
I mean, he's not bad QB. Yeah. I don't think he's a starter, so I think you have to put him Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
I think so.
I agree.
Quentin Johnston.
I've never liked him.
Dealing with amateurs?
But is he actually a star? I've never liked him. I thought he was a bust. He had a good week one.
He had a very good week one. The problem with putting him on someone has to catch passes is the guy has really bad hands and doesn't catch passes.
He doesn't catch passes?
Yeah, so like maybe we almost have to bump him up to starter.
Or do you want to do another tier?
He doesn't really
No hands?
No hands tier?
No, the bottom tier is no hands?
No hands. Let's do that.
All right, we'll do no.
Quentin Johnston, no hands.
Red Rumble.
Okay. Right. Good spot.
Tyreek Hill.
You know what? I might put these next two guys, they might both belong on the bad QB tier these days.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
Is Tyreek Hill today a Pro Bowler?
I don't. Maybe
with a better quarterback, not with this QB.
It's too hard to tell.
Bad QB.
Yeah.
Bad QB tier.
Do they trade him?
Yeah.
Oh, put him somewhere else. He's going to be gone.
First of all, what he's getting accused of some awful stuff again. Like
of course.
Spoiler alert. That happens just about every day with that guy.
No.
But yeah, I would assume he's. I think Florio wrote this yesterday. He is going to be this year's Devontae Adams from a couple of years ago, where he's just like, you know, he went into the year with bad vibes. He went there. He's already pitching a fit. Mm-hmm. He'll get dealt in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Bad QB.
Jalen Waddle.
Same.
He can catch the ball a little bit. No. He's pretty good sometimes.
You think
he is like the poster of inconsistent. Okay. He's really not that good.
You
want
to put him on starter? He's not the bottom tier.
No, he's not the bottom tier. I think he's the one above.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
The bottom tier now is no hands.
No,
we've created a new bottom tier. Waddle had three straight 1,000-yard seasons to begin his career.
Yeah, I'd keep him on the same tier as Tyreek. If you want to delineate, we can put him on.
No, let's leave him there. I think he's good.
Bad QB.
Yeah, bad QB.
All right.
I'm going to leave him there.
Stephon Diggs.
Someone has to catch passes. Starter.
I'd put him on starter.
Okay. He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Because that's what he is. I mean, these days now, he's out there and...
Yeah, that's fair. He's on the same tier as Myers and Christian Kirk. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a Pro Bowler anymore. No. Unless you really want to hate on Drake May, I'm not putting him on the bad QB tier. So, okay, what else?
Kayshon Booty.
Did you put him on the bad QB tier?
That's someone who somebody has to catch passes.
We keep knocking this guy. We're going to talk to Tom Curran coming up, who loves him, and he's productive. One week in, he looks pretty good.
He didn't even have 600 yards receiving last year.
No.
Someone's got to catch passes. He had one good week.
Yeah, but he's like 1/6 of the way there this year.
We created a whole new tier for Quentin Johnston. He had a way better week than Booty.
That's true.
Yeah, we created a new low tier for him. Right. Someone's got to catch passes.
Right,
yeah.
All right. Garrett Wilson.
Is he Pro Bowl or a bad QB? Bad QB.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter.
Wow, there's way more bad QB guys than I would have guessed.
I actually thought that was going to be a light tier.
Yeah, no, it's...
Plus, we didn't even put Cortland Sutton there.
Well, there's two pairs of teammates on there.
Yep.
So it's really only five total quarterbacks that we're making fun of, but it's several players.
Okay, Wilson belongs there, though.
Wilson's good, yeah.
DK Metcalf.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter.
No, I'm with you. Nick is saying that. I'm with you. I would argue Pro Bowl for DK.
I'd put him up.
The guy's Pro Bowl caliber. No.
Caliber.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we can't predict the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd put him there.
And Calvin Ridley.
He can catch the ball a little bit. He's pretty good sometimes.
Is he a starter or is he a bad QB?
Starter. I wanted him. And I think it's actually kind of funny once I read this off, like where he's with. Are we missing anybody? I feel like... The NFC has most of the good receivers. There's one all-pro guy.
Yeah, but that's right. How many all-pros are there in the league? Two. So one's in the NFC, one's in the AFC.
Yeah, but I would have two on my tier.
All right, well, who's...
I would have had Jefferson on that tier. I would have had CeeDee Lamb on that tier. All right, here are the tiers.
Give me the next tier. Who else should get bumped up to all-pro on the next
none.
Tier? Right, I don't think so
No,
either.
I'm saying it's an AFC thing. So the AFC has all the four best quarterbacks.
I took
the
that
NFC
personally.
Has most of the...
I thought you were criticizing our tiers.
No,
I took that
no.
You're criticizing the AFC.
Our tiers are
Got
great.
No, our tiers are perfect. Got it. Yeah.
The NFC, I'm saying, has stronger top-end receivers.
Yes.
All-pro, we only have Ja'Marr Chase. Okay. Pro Bowl tier, Trey Flowers.
Zay Flowers.
Trey Flowers. Zay Flowers. It's another guy. It's another, you haven't heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers, T. Higgins, Cortland Sutton, Nico Collins, Ladd McConkey, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, perfect tier. Nailed that.
Yep. The bad QB tier, Judy, Pittman, Thomas Jr., Hunter, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, who we'll see this Sunday, and Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, so maybe we should have dropped Hunter and Waddle down, but it's too late now. Keep going. Yep.
I mean, we can move them. The starter tier, Kirk, Rice, Myers, Diggs, and Ridley.
It's harsh on Rice, but fair.
I think fair. Someone has to catch passes.
Harsh, but fair.
Bateman, Hopkins, Shakir, Hollywood Brown, and Booty.
Yep.
And then the new no hands tier, Quentin Johnston.
Okay.
I guess that's kind of it, huh?
Those are your AFC wide receivers tiered off here on Jones and Keefe. You can seek those out shortly at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram.
Should we put Pop Douglas on the no hands tier after he dropped that pass?
No, that's not fair. Negative yards tier. We make our another tier. Touchdown, but negative yards. Okay, you can seek those out. Jones, WEEI, and Keefe 21 on Twitter.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.